Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The founder of Fanatics on the show a few weeks ago, actually, talking about what was going to be taking place at Fanatics Fest. Michael Rubin saying that they were spending an ungodly amount of money, basically, to make it the biggest party in the history of sports. Did you see any of the videos or coverage of what happened?
I did. What a spectacle. Kudos to those guys for figuring it out, right?
Tens of thousands of fans in lines to meet players, and hundreds of the biggest names in sports and athletics and with different teams all showing up. I mean, it really was a Comic-Con kind of deal, but for sports. I would have loved to have been there, frankly. It was up in New York City, and maybe I'll go next year. It did seem like it was maybe a little even too crowded for my liking, but that having been said, there were just so many superstars there and panels, and it looked really, really cool. But I bring this up, Danny, because during the second night of Fanatics Fest over the weekend, Jaden Daniels, who was on site throughout the entire weekend, and Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders, show up on stage with the CEO of Fanatics, Michael Rubin. And he grabs a mic and he asks, I don't really know what trade night is, but I think this was a big like memorabilia and cards portion of the event. And they had a bunch of people with some of the best cards on the market, essentially, that came together, and he asked who had the best, rarest Jaden Daniels card. And this guy named Josh Roth, who owned a Daniels one of one. I don't know a lot about cards, but I'm guessing it's the only one of its kind. That's what that means.
Or it's a DeSean Jackson.
Black finite prism card of Jaden Daniels, one of one. 2024 Panini Prism. I guess that's the type of card. And he's like, I've got the most rare Jaden Daniels card here. And so Ruben says, okay, well, how much will you sell it for? I got Josh Harris and Jaden Daniels right here. They want the card. And he initially said $2 million. And he tried to comp it to a Paul Skeens one of one that had just gone for $1.1 million during a Topps event that they'd had. It was a Topps Chrome Update MLB debut patch autograph card. So like Skeens' first game ever with a piece of his jersey and an autograph. Can you imagine pulling that card, by the way?
No, that seems pretty good.
And then it's appraised.
Hey, Mom, look at what I just got.
I don't know if it was appraised or sold, but it went for, $1.1 million. And so this guy, Roth, says, the Jaden Daniels, I want $2 million. Like, well.
Shoot your shot, dude. Love that.
I'm not so sure about that.
Like, if Grant and Nanny are bidding, it's like, what do you guys give me? But like, you got the owner right there? Yeah.
The most recent appraisal he'd gotten was from the Reddit founder, who I guess said he'd be willing to pay $250,000 for it. Like, that's how much the card was worth to him and he would pay. They grade these cards on like a 1 to 10 level. So a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, are into cards right now. It's gotten massive again. I'd love to get my little guy into it. And, we'll be casual with it, but I know a lot of people my age are suddenly like marks again for card collecting. It seems like an expensive hobby and a little bit like gambling, and I already do a lot of that and probably lose too much money as it is. So I'm not sure if that's the game I'm going to get heavy into. But this card was graded by Beckett. You remember Beckett?
Sure.
The book you thumb through to see what your card is worth. I get a Ryan Leaf. It's worth $300.75 from Spotsylvania Mall or whatever. Well, it's worth, apparently Beckett grades it as a 9.5 card out of 10. So 9 and above is like elite, no blemishes. 8, not great. Anything lower than that, you get dinged a whole bunch. So I tell you all this to say that the owner of the Commanders, Josh Harris, then decides, I'll give you $500,000 for the thing right now. And he and Jaden Daniels agree. Daniels will sign a jersey for this guy, Josh Roth, and Harris is going to pay him $500,000 for this card. And they're then going to display this card at Northwest Stadium for all of you guys to see when you go out to the game. And so they strike this deal.
That's pretty amazing.
Right there in front of everyone at Fanatics Fest, the owner of the Commanders dropped $500,000.
On a decoration.
On a football card to display somewhere, I don't even know where, at the stadium. Just like that. Like, I go to the store and I'm like, you know what I want? I want a new grill. And I'm looking at Home Depot and it's like $350 and I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I really want a Traeger. Those things are like $800, $900. Those are super nice. That's out of the price range.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting a nubby. I'm just going to get a $300. I want charcoal and propane. I'm like, okay, probably can't do that. Josh Harris walks in and he's like, card, $500,000?
I'll take every grill you've ever had.
Just an amazing weekend for Josh Harris scooping up the Jaden Daniels card.
That's
what do you
so
think?
Wild. I think it's so neat. Now, some are just going to roll their eyes. You're like, oh, what a waste of money or whatever. But, I mean, to me, the whole point of it was it's a celebration of Jaden Daniels. You're not buying like a Todd Rutledge card or something like that, you know, like some backup number. You're right. Buying like a superstar.
Well, wasn't he just kind of also being a showman at the event?
That's part of it.
Part of it was like...
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But it's also that it's not going to hide away in some, you know, locked office somewhere, like it's some safe. This is a display for all of us. The whole point is, like, you're enhancing our shared experience. And the thing that I've admired the most about Harris and Rails and Ein and Magic Johnson and company that, you know, have gotten this thing, they understand that they own it. Of course they do. You spent an outrageous amount of money. It took all the money and everybody pulling together every bit of liquid they had to get this thing done, to get it over the finish line. I saw that. But they also get that it's our thing. I know I don't own it. I'm very aware. I got no receipts. I got no deposits. And I've never like paid any money towards a fraction of ownership. I don't have any of those Green Bay Packers stupid pieces of paper that when they need some cash. But these guys understand that this is part of this big public trust. And they're caretakers. They own it. And they know that. But there's a sharing with us. And we all get to partake in it to a degree that they're kind of embracing. And that's another example of that to me. That's the first thing I thought of.
I think that's actually a really good point. And I think this is symbolic. It's a good observation of what they talk about all the time, that there is some fiduciary responsibility mm-hmm. that they have with the fan base, with the city. And they really do view this as, you know, an obligation that they have to return this thing to the form it once had, but also just to do right by the fan base. And so in their minds, I mean, think about the I don't know if you guys saw this, but like Jaden Daniels, there were thousands of Commanders fans there. And maybe they're not even Commanders fans. Maybe they're just other market Jaden Daniels fans. But the amount of Commanders 5 jerseys that were around the stage for the events that he took part in mm-hmm. was astounding to me. He was one of the more popular events at the, you know, guys at the event. And I think in their minds, they're going, let's give people a chance to really celebrate Jaden by having this card on display for them. Let's go to Brandon, who's in Warrington on G&D. What's up, Brandon?
How we doing, gents?
Hey, dude.
Doing well.
So I'm actually one of the few people in the world that owns a Jaden Daniels 101.
Oh, you have a 101 Daniels card?
I do.
Wow.
I pulled it in a single pack that I bought from Panini. So
can I
was
have
actually
it?
At Fanatics Fest as well.
Can
so
I have
saw
the
that
card?
Whole thing go down. Can you have the card? Yeah, you can see it. Sure.
You can't touch it with your hands,
though. Do you have any idea? Yeah. Have you gotten it appraised or like the Beckett or somebody look at it for the quality yet?
So I have. I sent it off to PSA, which is typically the gold standard along with Beckett. And I actually graded a gem. It graded a perfect 10.
No
so,
way.
Dude.
Yes.
So,
PSA charged me for the $25,000 valuation level. So I'm right around the $25,000 to $45,000.
So you buy a pack for, you know, maybe $10 to $50, depending on how many cards you got or whatever. The
correct.
Greatest investment of all time, you pull this card and it's worth $25,000.
Yes. In one word. Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah,
so what's so special? What kind
too.
Of card
there's,
is
there's
it?
There's a ton of luck.
Of course.
Of course,
Panini.
Totally.
Panini Donruss Optic. Panini Prism is the one that Roth had, and that's like the gold standard product. Everybody loves Prism. That was the first one that Panini came out with back in 2012, I think.
But, I mean, is there a special? Did he autograph it? Is there a part of a jersey on it, or is it just a normal card?
So that's another thing that you get into. Panini is actually losing their licensing. Topps is picking all of that up, Fanatics. And Jaden Daniels is an exclusive with Topps and Fanatics. So he does not sign for Panini. That is actually a non-signed card. It's just a one of one.
Wow.
But it's still just as desirable as one with his ink on it.
Good nuggets. By the way, Brandon knows what he's talking about when it comes to cards. That guy's got a one of one card worth 25 G's.
That's pretty neat.
I get sized for that.
But can you imagine sending that off somewhere? Just like, oh, just put it in the mail. Like, I would be so nervous
to
stuff that in an envelope or whatever.
My buddy pulled a one-of-one Caitlin Clark that he thought was going to be worth $30,000. He sent it off. They appraised it as like basically a seven.
I'm glad you have it.
They said it was an issue. And he's like, no. And they show him this mark. And he's like, that mark wasn't there when it went to you guys. You know, so it's a whole big ordeal now.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Darius, grab that guy's info. Let him know. I'll give him my address, and he could just ship the card over to me. I don't think he understood when I'd asked. I wanted the card, not to see it.
Yeah.
I don't think he got that.
He got confused. You could tell him I have a 20 in my wallet.
$20.
I have $20.
That should do it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.